Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And I'm here every Wednesday at 1 p.m. blogging your way to a business profit. That's right, I'm bringing you weekly blogging tips that will help to turn your passion into a profit. It will help to broaden your brand and expand your exposure online. And today's episode is Business Blogging Best Practices, Part 1. That's right. You know I like to break it up so I can give you a little bit to make sure you come back for the second part. Now, we all know that blogging has always been a fun way to share content with others. But if you're ready to turn your blog into a business, you will have to change your blogging approach. Now, today's topic, business blogging best practices, I'm going to help you do just that. Because when you turn your blogging from a hobby into a jobby, you will need to write differently. Now, you have to consider others' point of view, especially your audience, who are now your clients and your customers. Now, you may have previously been a lifestyle blogger, as I once was, and you can mix it up. But now, you have to be laser focused on your content, taking into consideration how your audience will be using and perusing your blog. What's more, you have to think about how you can reach a larger audience. You're going to take necessary tasks to reach that larger audience, especially if you're just starting out. Now, you know, you may not see instant results from some of these efforts, but it's necessary to continue because in the long run, it will be successful. Remember, blogging is not a sprint. It's a marathon, which is one of the statements in my Basic Blogging Tips for Beginners book, which you can purchase directly by heading over to my blog, delblogger.com. Now, today we're going to focus on best practices, when you're building that business blog. And I'm only going to cover six, but there are many more, but these six will get you started. Number one, stay on topic. That's right. What is the purpose, the goal? What is the pain point that you're trying to solve for your readers? Whatever it is, you have to be consistent. You have to stay focused and concentrate on the one main topic so that your audience doesn't get confused and you can clearly explain what your blog is about. Because I remember, when I first started my blog, DEDivaDeals.com, fashion and fun after 50, people would ask me, well, what's your blog about? Well, it was about a little bit of everything. Fashion and fun after 50, food, family, finances. It was all over the place. But again, that was a lifestyle blog. That was before I decided to change from a hobby to a jobby and recreate the DEDivaDeals.com fashion and fun after 50 blog just to Dell Blogger, where now it's simply a blog for marketing via social media, blogging, and podcasting. So that's number one. Get focused and stay on topic. No fun stuff when you're doing business, or if it's fun stuff, don't mix in business. Number two, focus on your audience and your readers. Remember that the ultimate goal is to provide information for a specific target market audience, and you shouldn't be turning your blog into a me diary. That's right. Those are lifestyle blogs. You're creating a business blog. You are turning that passion into a profit. Number three, schedule and show up. That's right. In other words, your scheduled content, whether you're producing content once a week or multiple times per week, your content should be of value to your audience and you should have a schedule and be consistent as your audience will begin looking for you as you grow and build. However, you want to make sure that your quality content, yes, the content is of quality, which is much better than any type of low value content that you're just pushing out quickly in quantity. Don't just push out content for no purpose for your clients, because they'll get confused and they will shy away. So those are the first three things that I wanted to bring to you before this break on how to turn your blog from a business into a profit. So let's take a quick break. Go grab yourself something to sip or snack, and then we'll be right back. But don't forget, head over to my blog, dellblogger.com. Make sure you subscribe. You can order your book, Basic Blogging Tips from Beginners, over there as well. Share this podcast with your circle of family and friends, because remember, sharing is caring. I'll be right back.
Hey, this is Sydney Chandler-Lene, and I'm so excited to share with you my international podcast, Perfect Timing, that will be broadcasting on Mondays at 2 p.m. through Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and so much more. We will have outstanding guests that will talk about their passions, goals, and dreams. Make sure you tune in and have a seat at the table, where we will create a voice for us every Monday at 2 p.m. This is Sydney Collins of Perfect Timing.
Hello and welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. Each week, we're going to get together to discuss blogging tips that will expand your brand and increase your profit online. Welcome to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. Hello and welcome back to Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. I'm your host, Antoinette Blake, the DE Diva, aka the Delaware Blogger. And in today's episode, we're talking about Business Blogging Best Practices, Part 1. Did you know, let me ask you a question. Did you know that a blog is a platform for sharing your values, core messages, and unique perspective? A blog positions you as an expert. It's your home base. It is the foundation of your online brand. A blog is where you begin to build influence, persuading your prospects to take action, because it's where they begin to know, like, and trust you. That's right. A blog is where you become recognized as a thought leader, as a subject matter expert, and you can turn the passion of blogging into a profit, and I can help you. So head over to www.ablakeenterprises.com to learn more about the services and offerings and how I can help you begin to build your personal or professional brand with a blog. Now, before the break, we talked about three ways in which to turn, again, your blog from a hobby to a jobby. You want to stay on topic. You want to focus on your audience, and you want to make sure you schedule and show up. Now, number four, pain point solutions. That's right. People are coming to your blog for a purpose. You are providing a solution to their pain points. They're there to be inspired. You want to engage with them, educate them, and address their comments. You may want to provide tips and hints and solution. Pain point solutions. Number five, you have to promote. That's right. You have to be your own best advocate. Writing content is just one part of building a business blog, but promotion is the most important part of your blogging career. Use those Google Analytics and SEO to build traffic. And remember, it's never one and done. You have to use syndicating and automating apps like Promo Republic, Meet Edgar, and Buffer. So make sure you promote. And number six, build an email list in the beginning. That's right. Build an email list from the beginning of your blogging career. Don't wait. These emails are gold as they become part of your sales funnel. If these free, quote and unquote, social media platforms are gone, i.e. TikTok, and you have built your business solely on these platforms, then you will lose your base. So having an email list and using newsletters to engage with your readers is vital. It's a great way to turn those subscribers into buyers. So these are just the first of many best practices that will help build your blog and turn your passion into a profit. Again, you want to make sure that you connect with your target market audience. Stay on topic. Focus on your readers. Schedule and show up. Provide solutions to those pain points. Promote, promote, and promote. And of course, build an email list in the beginning. Now, next week, we're going to continue with more best practices, which is going to include writing good headlines. That's right. Repurposing your content, using backlinks. You know, you can repurpose your content using backlinks to refer to another product and or service that you have previously written about. Using images and keywords. So make sure that you subscribe to this channel because there's going to be a new episode every Wednesday at 1 here on Blog Your Way to a Business Profit. And you know what? We can be heard on iHeartRadio, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple, iTunes, and many more to come. Find and follow me on all my social media platforms by simply using the hashtag DelawareBlogger or the Linktree ID Dell Blogger. We are still enrolling people in the EC Podcast Knowledge Academy because I, along with CEO and producer of this show, Daryl Spears, we are presenting weekly webinars that will help you to enhance your podcasting experience. So thank you again for listening into today's show. Again, I am your host, Antoinette Blake, the GE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. So tell a friend to listen in. And until the next time, stay smart, stay safe, and stay social, because I will see you in cyberspace. See ya. It's the GE Diva, a.k.a. the Delaware Blogger. Have a beautifully blessed day. Bye-bye.